सर्वेभ्यो नमस्कारः. पञ्चसिद्धान्तकौमुद्याः अजन्तपुंसकलिङ्गप्रकरणे चतुर्थः पाठः, जुलै मासस्य द्वादशः दिनाङ्कः. इकारान्ताः नपुंसकलिङ्गाः अधीयन्ते. तत्र वारिशब्दः दृष्टः. वारिशब्दस्य विषये प्रथमद्वितीय एकवचने सोमो नपुंसकादित्यनेन प्रत्ययस्य लोपः भवति, तेन वारि इत्येव रूपम्. तदनन्तरम् अजादिषु विभक्तिषु सर्वत्र इकोसि विभक्तौ इति सूत्रेण नुमागमः क्रियते. नुमागमः रेफस्य सत्त्वात् वारि इति प्रातिपदिके एव रेफस्य सत्त्वात् सर्वत्र णत्वमपि भवति. तेन वारि वारिणी वारीणि वारि वारिणी वारीणि वारिणा वारिभ्यां वारिभिः वारिणे वारिभ्यां वारिभ्यः इत्यादीनि रूपाणि. तत्र द्वयोः स्थानयोः पूर्वविप्रतिषेधः दृष्टः. घेर्ङिति इति गुणे प्राप्ते ङेङसिङस्मि इत्येतयोः णित्सु प्रत्ययेषु परेषु घेर्ङिति इति गुणे प्राप्ते वृद्ध्य उत्त तिज्वद्भावगुणेभ्यो नुम् पूर्वविप्रतिषेधेन इत्यनेन गुणं बाधित्वा नुमागमः कृतः, तेन वारिणे वारिणः इत्यादीनि रूपाणि. पुनः षष्ठी बहुवचने आं प्रत्यये परतः नुमतिरतृद्वद्भावेभ्यो नुट् पूर्वविप्रतिषेधेन इत्यनेन नुमं बाधित्वा नुडागमः कृतः. नुडागमस्य प्रयोजनं भवति नामि इत्यनेन दीर्घोऽपि भवति, तेन वारीणाम् इति रूपसिद्धिः इति वारिशब्दः. इदानीम् इकारान्तः नपुंसकलिङ्गः अनादिशब्दः. अनादिशब्दस्य अयं विशेषः यत् त्रिलिङ्गोऽयं शब्दः विशेष्यनिघ्नः. विशेष्यनिघ्नः नाम विशेषणम् इन् अब्जेक्टिव्. विशेष्यनिघ्न मीन्स् वर्ड् हुस् प्रापर्टीस् विल् डिपेण्ड् आन् इट्स् विशेष्य. दट् इस् यु केनाट् डिसैड् लिङ्गा वचन आर् एनिथिङ्ग् बै इट्सेल्. द प्रापर्टीस् वाट् एवर् इट् इस् डिपेण्ड् आन् द विशेष्य. दट् इस् वै इट् इस् काल्ड् विशेष्यनिघ्न. Which means again, it also occurs in all three lingas. You can have forms in three lingas. Na vidyate adihi yasya saha. Bahuvrihi samasaha. Na vidyate adihi yasya saha. Iti pullingasya visheshane. Anadihi. Iti ishvaraha. I mean, who is anadi? And bahuvrihi always the question is, anya padarthakaha. Deva prashnaha. Anya padarthaha ishvaraha bhavitum arhati. Ishvara eva bhavedit nasti. ईश्वरः भवितुमर्हति. तदानीं किं भवति? अनादि इति इकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गः अनादिशब्दः हरिशब्दवत् भवति. एवमेव स्त्रीलिङ्गे न विद्यते आदिः यस्यात् सा इति स्त्रीलिङ्गस्य विशेषणे विशेषणं भवति चेत् अनादिः इत्येव. अविद्या इति अन्यपदार्थं भवितुमर्हति, माया किमपि. तदा इकारान्तः स्त्रीलिङ्गः अनादिशब्दः मतिशब्दवद् भवति. नपुंसकलिङ्गे कृते न विद्यते आदिः यस्य तत् अनादि ब्रह्म इत्यन्यपदार्थः. कथं भवति रूपाणि, कथं भवन्ति रूपाणि इति प्रश्ने प्रथमाद्वितीयसत्योः वारिशब्दवद् भवति. अर्थात् सुप्रत्यये परे सोः लुक् सोमो नपुंसकादित्यनेन लोपे अनादि. अनादि औ नपुंसकाच्च इति औङ्गः षी आदेशः. अनादि ई इकोचि विभक्तौ इत्यनेन अनुमागमः अनादिनी. णत्वं नास्ति निमित्ताभावात्. अनादि अनादिनी अनादि जस् जशसोः षिः इत्यनेन षि आदेशः. अनादि इ इत्यस्ति नुमागमः अनादिन् इ. सर्वनामस्थानसंज्ञा अस्ति इत्यतः सर्वनामस्थाने चासम्बुद्धौ इत्यनेन उपधादीर्घे अनादीनि. अनादि अनादिनी अनादीनि इति वारिशब्दवद् रूपाणि. तृतीयाविभक्तेः आरभ्य तृतीयादिषु भाषितपुंस्कं पुम्बद्गालवस्य इति सूत्रं. चत्वारि पदानि सन्ति. तृतीयादिषु भाषितपुंस्कं पुंवत् गालवस्य. गालवः नाम कश्चन वैयाकरणः. तस्य मते एतद्भवति, अर्थात् विकल्पः इत्यर्थः. किं भवति? पुंवत् यथा पुल्लिङ्गे तथा रूपाणि भवन्ति. तृतीयादिषु तृतीयाविभक्तेः आरभ्य कस्य एवं भवति भाषितपुंस्कम् इत्यस्ति तन्नाम किम् इति द्रष्टव्यम्। नपुंसकस्य झलसः इति पूर्वसूत्रात् नपुंसकस्य इति अनुवर्तते, एकोऽसि विभक्तौ इत्यपि अनुवर्तते। प्रवृत्तिनिमित्तैक्ये भाषितपुंस्कम् इगन्तं क्लीबं पुंवत्वा स्यात् तादौ अचि। द लेटर् पार्ट् आफ् द सूत्र अर्थः शुड् बि क्लियर्। इगन्तं क्लीबं नपुंसकलिङ्गप्रातिपदिक एण्डिङ्ग् इन् इक्। पुंवद् भवति, तस्य रूपाणि यथा पुल्लिङ्गे तथा भवन्ति। तादौ अचि, तादौ नाम तृतीयाविभक्तेः आरभ्य अजादौ विभक्तौ परतः पुल्लिङ्गवद् एकं रूपं भवति इत्यर्थः। कीदृशम् इगन्तं क्लीबं भवेत्? भाषितपुंस्कं, प्रवृत्तिनिमित्तैके भाषितपुंस्कम् अस्ति। कोऽर्थः? बालमनोरमायां लिखति, यद्विशेषणं पुरस्कृत्य घटादिशब्दाः तत्तद्व्यक्तिषु प्रयुज्यन्ते तद्विशेषणं प्रवृत्तिनिमित्तम् इत्युच्यते। एक्चुअली टु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् दिस् इट् वुड् बि मच् ईजियर् इफ् यु हव् हेड् ए बेक्ग्रौण्ड् इन् न्यायशास्त्रम्। I'll try to give an idea, I don't know how far I will be able to. Not in Nyaya Shastra, generally in all Shastras, according to the Shastras, for anything you take in this world, there is a Vyakti. Any particle you take, say you take a book, or you take a man, or you take a pot, anything, whatever you see, the physical manifestation of anything that you see is called a Vyakti. One Vyakti means a person, I mean it is used as a person, but it means one manifestation of something. But a Vyakti cannot exist independently, it comes along with something which is called a Jati. Jati is not in the sense of the human races or something which we use today. Jati is some unique characteristic which identifies all objects of one particular class. For example, if you have a series of pots, there is something, some unique character which identifies all of them as pots, right? Say, ghataha asti, ghatavyaktayaha bahvyaha santi. There are many different pots, but there is something unique and which is common to all of them, which is called ghatatva. Okay, ghatatva is the jati of ghata, that unique property which exists in every ghata and identifies it as a ghata is called ghatatva. Okay. Ghatatva is called the jati, and I mean in this particular context that is also called the pravritti nimitta. What is pravritti nimitta? Yad visheshanam puraskritya ghatadi shabdaha tattad vyaktishu prayujyante. Visheshanam, a qualifier, something that qualifies it as a ghata. Okay. For example, if there is a, I mean, if a same thing has different names, for example, say, what should I say? Okay, for example, for Earth, we have different synonyms, right? There is something called Dhara, there is something called Vasudha, etc. So, for calling her Dhara, there is some visheshana we call it, which is a dharati. She bears everything, that is why she called dhara. Now that dharatva, or that property of that dharatva, is that which is pravritti nimitta for the word dhara being used for earth. Now if there is some other word like vasudha, which we again use for earth, vasum dadati iti vasudha. Okay. Now having that riches, vasu means riches. Okay, so vasudhatva is something, is the pravritti nimitta for that particular word being used for earth. Okay, so whenever we use any particular word to denote something, there is one unique property which makes it possible for that thing to be used. So say if for lotus, if we use pankaja, pankajatva, being born in panka is the visheshana which is the pravritti nimitta. Okay, so yad visheshanam puraskritya ghatadi shabdaha tattad vyaktishu prayujyante, that qualifier which makes it possible for us to use one word to indicate one particular vyakti, that is called pravritti nimitta. Okay, say for example, if we are using ghata, if we are using the word ghata, the pravritti nimitta we say it is ghatatva. Okay, if it should have that property of ghatatva to be called a ghata. What is ghatatva is different, that has to be defined and that is different. But the thing is, I mean, the, getting that visheshana is very easy. You add tva. Okay, ghatatva is the pravritti nimitta for ghata. Similarly, if you say manushyatva, manushyatva is that visheshana which identifies all particles which belong to the class of manushya. Okay, so if you are using the word manushya, so manushyatva is the pravritti nimitta for using manushya, the word manushya, to indicate something. So now, what is the, coming to the current thing, napumsake lingantarecha yasya ekameva pravritti nimittam tad bhashita pumskam ityuchyate. Now what we need is a bhashita pumska. Bhashita pumska is very easy here. Bhashita pumska means that which already has a pullinga form. If it is also exists in some other linga, strilinga, a word existing in napumsaka linga or strilinga, which also has a pullinga variation of it, that is called a bhashita pumska. Any word which exists, it need not be only in napumsaka linga. Say we are dealing with the word anadi, right? We are dealing with an ikaranta napumsakalinga called anadi, which also exists in pullinga. Therefore, it qualifies as a bhashita pumska. Now, Dikshitar says it's not just any bhashita pumska. Pravritti nimittaike bhashita pumskam. So, for the word being used in pullinga and other genders, the pravritti nimitta should be the same, is what he says. Udaharanam, we have the same anadi shabdam, that which does not have a beginning. So the pravritti nimittam for anadi, for the word anadi, would be anaditva. That is the property of having no beginning. Okay. Whether we use that word in pullinga or strilinga or napumsakalinga, pravritti nimitta is the same. That is the visheshana which is enabling the use of that word is the same, anaditva, not having any beginning. Right. So, for the word anadi, it is a bhashita pumska, means it exists in napumsakalinga, it also exists in pullinga, and it has a the same pravritti nimitta, that is, I mean, roughly you could say it is the same meaning in both, but it goes a bit deeper than meaning. It is a pravritti nimitta is the same in both pullinga and napumsakalinga. In such cases, beginning from tatiya vibhakti when followed by an ajadi pratyaya, it will have one form like pullinga. As we saw in the earlier slide, pullinga, it will be like hari shabda. So now this anadi shabda, prathama dvitiya vibhaktyoho vari shabda vadbhavati, tritiyataha ajada vibhakto parataha, ekam rupam hari shabdavat, ekam rupam vari shabdavat. Which means the word entirely like vari shabda, it has one form. But it also has additional forms in tritiya beginning from ta. So, ta, nge, ngasi, ngas, os, am, ni, os, eteshu, pratyayeshu, pareshu, hari shabdavat, ekam rupam bhavati. Ityartha. So, now coming back to my slide. Anadi shabdasya napumsakalinga prayoge, pravritti nimittam bhavati anaditvam. Pullinga prayoge api pravritti nimittam anaditvam eva. It is the same pravritti nimitta whether it is being used in napumsakalinga or pullinga. So therefore, this is a bhashita pumska pravritti nimitta which has pravritti nimitta ikya. Anadaye, anadine, ityadi. So, tritiya ekavachane, he did not give an example of tritiya ekavachana. Why is it? Even though the sutra says, it starts from tritiya ekavachana, he is giving an example of chaturthi ekavachana and not tritiya ekavachana. Why? He should have given Tritiya Ekavachana as an example, and that is the first thing we saw. See, but he is giving Chaturthi Ekavachana as an example. Why? Tritiya Ekavachana form is the same for form. I mean, whether it is napumsakalinga or pullinga, in both cases we have angunastriyam. Because angunastriyam overrules numagama,
There is no difference either in form or in prakriya. It is just the same form. Vari shabdasya api anunasriyam iti nabhavo bhavati. Hari shabdasya api anunasriyam iti nabhavo bhavati. Yateha nasti. There is no difference. So he cannot give pratiya. Chaturthi itaha arabhyaiva yateha drishyate. Hari shabdasya vishaye jhisamya asti. Dheniti iti gunaha hari hare e ayadeshe haraye iti rupam tatha anadaye. Anadi iti napumsakalingadvetu. इकोच विभक्त नुमागम पूर्व प्रतिषेधन गुण बाधते तेन अनादि अनादि ए अनादिने सो अनादये अनादिने अनादेह अनादिनः हरेह इतिवत अनादेह अनादिनः इति नपुंसकलिंग अनन्तरं हर्योः अनाद्योः अनादिनोः इति रूपद्वयम् षष्ठी बहुवचने समानम् अनादीनाम् उभयत्र आमिपरे नुडागमः दीर्घः अनादीनाम् हरौ इतिवत् अनादौ वारिणि इतिवत् अनादिनि अनादौ अनादिनि अनाद्योः अनादिनोः अनादिषु सो जस्ट् फोर् फार्म्स् वुड् डिफर् देर् आर् फोर् एक्स्ट्रा फार्म्स् नाट् वन् फोर् त्री एक्स्ट्रा इन् No, four extra forms. Chaturthekavachane anadaye iti harishabdavat. Panchami shashthekavachane anadehe. Shashthi saptami dvivachane anadhyoho. Saptamekavachane anadau. So these four forms are extra than varishabda. Varishabdasya anadishabdasya sa sayeva visheshtha. Shesham varivat. Anyani sarvani rupani varishabdavat bhavanti. Any questions? Come to that. So the next thing should make it clear. So yes, what is the point of pravrittinimittaikya iti kim? What exactly does he mean by pravrittinimittaikya, which we have not really understood? Because bhashtapamsa is easy. The word is in both napumsakalinga and pullinga. It could be called bhashtapamsa. What is the pravritti nimittaikye bhashitapamsaka? He gives an example. Peeluhu vrikshaha tatphalam peelu. In Sanskrit we have this which applies to many trees and their fruits. Okay? The word which denotes the tree will be in pullinga and the word which denotes the fruit would be in upasakalinga. If I say amram, I mean a mango fruit. Amraphalam eva uchyate. Amraha ityukte amravriksha. It is a tree. This is seen everywhere. I mean, there is a sutra which gives it and all. So if it is a fruit, it would be napumsakalinga. If it is a tree, it would be pullinga. Okay? He gives an example of a tree. Peelu is a particular tree. He takes it because it is ukaranta. He could have as easily taken amram, but it wouldn't serve our purpose because it is akaranta. But it is seen for all trees and their fruits. A tree, amraha, nama amravrikshaha. आम्रम नाम आम्रफलम इत्यस्ति एवमेव पीलुः इत्यस्ति पुल्लिङ्गे शब्दः वृक्षः पीलुः कश्चन वृक्षविशेषः तत् फलम् अपि पीलु इत्यस्ति उभयत्र उकारान्तं प्रातिपदिकं पीलु शब्दः नौ कैन दिस बी कन्सिडर्ड एज फॉर अवर पर्पसेस फॉर तुम्बध्नाव इज अ क्वेश्चन इज दिस अ भाषितपुंस्क इज दिस प्रवृत्तिनिमित्तैक्ये भाषितपुंस्कत्वम् अस्ति वा इति प्रश्नः तस्मै पीलुने सो तस्मै नाम तत्फलं पीलु तस्मै नाम तत्फलाय इत्यर्थे नपुंसकलिङ्गे पीलुने इति एकमेव रूपं न तु पीलवे इति पुंवद्भावः नास्ति इत्यर्थः देर् आर् नो टु फोर्म्स् देर् इस् ओन्लि वन् फोर्म् दिस् इस् पीलुने विच् मीन्स् दिस् पुंवद्भावः इस् नाट् अप्लैङ्ग् हियर् वै इस् इट् नाट् अप्लैङ्ग् हियर् So as I said, yada vriksha visheshaha peelu shabda vachaha tada pullingaha peelu shabdaha. Yada peelu janya phalam peelu shabda vachaha tada napumsakalinga. So it exists, the word peelu exists in both lingas. It exists in pullinga and it exists in napumsaka linga. But when it exists in pullinga, it means a tree, and it exists in napumsaka linga, it means a fruit. Rukshavachyatve pravrittinimittam bhavati pilutvam. When it means a tree, the property which identifies it as a tree can be called pilutva or piluvrikshatva, whatever you call it. The pravrittinimitta is the property of a tree. Okay. Now, phalavachyatve tu, but when you mean fruit, pravrittinimitta cannot be pilutva, right? That which identifies it as a tree cannot identify it as a fruit. What would be the pravritti nimitta for a fruit? Peelu jatvam, athava peelu janyatvam, being born of the peelu tree is what identifies it as a fruit. Is this point clear? Pravritti nimitta, the identifier for a peelu tree is the property, some unique property of the tree which we mention it as peelutva. But this peelutva does not identify the fruit. A peelu fruit is nothing like a peelu tree. It is not identified by pilutva. It is identified by, it is called pilu because it has been born from the pilu tree. So pilujatvam, like we say pankaja means pankajataha. So piloho jataha iti pilujaha, born of a pilu tree. Being born from the pilu tree is what identifies the fruit. So there is a pravritti nimitta difference. Pravritti nimitta for a tree is different and pravritti nimitta for its fruit is different, even when they are both indicated by the same word. Right? So therefore there is no pravritti nimitta here. Atra na pumbat pravritti nimitta bheda. So since there is a difference in pravritti nimitta, there is no pumbat bhava in this case. So there is a karika which is seen in Bala Manorama. If you look at the Bala Manorama, also there is something like a shloka. It says peelur vriksha phalam peelu peelune natu peelave vrikshe nimittam peelutvam tajjatvam tatthale punaha. Peeluhu vrikshaha. There is a tree which is called peeluhu, which is pullinga. Phalam peelu, this fruit is also called peelu. The chaturthi form would be peelune natu peelave. It does not have a form like haraye or gurave. Why? Vrikshe nimittam peelutvam. For vriksha, when it is a tree, the pravritti nimitta is called peelutva. Tajjatvam, peelujatvam, being born from peelo. Tat phale nimittam. For the fruit, the pravritti nimitta is peelujatva. Therefore, there is no pravritti nimitta ikhya and there is no umvadbhava in this case. Is it clear now? Or is there still a doubt? Any questions? Phale nimittam bhavati tajjatvam. Punaha. Punaha does not have any. It is like tu. Parapurana. Phale tu, we should have said, but tu does not fit the chanda. अनादिशब्दः वारिशब्दवत् क्वचित् हरिशब्दवत् रूपाणि भवन्ति. इदानीम् एते इकारान्ताः नपुंसकलिङ्गाः अस्थि. अस्थि मीन्स् अ बोन्. दधि, दधि इस् कर्ड्स्. सक्थि, सक्थि इस् द जायिण्ट् इन् द आङ्कल् काल्ड् सक्थि. अक्षि, अक्षि मीन्स् ऐ. All of them ikarantah napumsakalingah. Prathama ditiya vibhaktyoh varinat. Again the forms would be asthi asthini asthini, asthi asthini asthini. Yani rupani bhavanti. and they are all not Harshita Pumsakas. Sarve Napumsakalingaha eva. Ataha Puvadbhavasya Prasangaha Nasti. Kintu Vishishtam Karyam Uchyate. Asti Dadhi Satyakshnam Anam Udattaha. That is prime Dupyate Sutra. Asti Dadhi Satyi Akshnam. Yetesham Chaturnam. Anam Udattaha. Anam Adeshaha Bhavati. Tata Udattaha. Asya Udattattvam Asti. Kada Bhavati. Kosi Vibhaktav. Kataha Achi Vibhaktav. Kataha. Tatiyadishu Bhashita Kumsakam Vatsalasya Kisutrata. Tatiyadishu. Tatiyadishu Achi. Tatiyadishu Achi. Adadav Vibhaktav Parataha. Etesham Anam Ityadishu Bhavati. Esham Anam Syat. Tadav Achi. So Udattaha. But anang will be udatta, which part can be written, we can never make it out. So, thing is, they have an anang. Anang means an is the adesha, nicha is the anang, it's vata antadesho bhavati. Vata antyasya ikarasya sthane, an is the adesho bhavati. Dadhi, a is the same, sati ekavachane, ikarasya sthane, anang adeshe, dadhan, a is the bhavati. Dadhan a itu sthite loko naha hatamyayaha sattvate yatra an iti bhavati tasya hatamyayam akarasya loko ha tena dadhnu a dadhna iti rupam evam asthna sakthna akshna iti rupani bhavati dadhna dadhibhyam dadhibhi tatra tu anang nasti anang atas only when it is followed by Ajadav Vibhaktav Parataha Evanam. So Dadhna Dadibhyam Dadibhihi. Dadhne Chitrthikvachane Dadhi E. Dadhan E. Alope Kite Dadhne Dadibhyam Dadibhyaha. Dadhnaha Dadibhyam Dadibhyaha. Dadhnaha Dadhnohu Dadhnam. All three Vibhaktis are Ajadis. So we have Dadhan and Alloponaha Ittanena Alope Dadhnam. Dadhnaha Dadhnoho Dadhnam. Dadhni Dadhani. Alloponaha Ittanese Udhasha Nishyoho Ittanese. Ni Ni Pratyaya Pare Shi Ittanese Parecha. Akarasya Al At Ittanese Akarasya An Ittanese Akarasya Vikalpena Lokaha Parati. Pena Dadhan I Ittanese Allope Krupe Dadhani, Allopasya Bhave Dadhani, Dadhani Dadhani, Dadhnoho Dadhishu. Shesham Variva. All other forms are like Vari. For these, it's only, the Vishesha is only in Kriyavati, beginning from Kriyavati, Ajadi. So this Karya is very commonly seen for Akshi Shabda. Akshna, Akshnoho, Akshnam, Sarvatra Prayogaha, Vahulyena Santi. It also gives sometimes rise to a drama that Akshi Shabda is Nakaranta. Because it sounds like you have Akshini, Akshini, everywhere you hear the Nakara. So there are many people who confuse it to be a Nakaranta word, but it is actually an Ikaranta Nakumsakalinga. You have Anangadesha and it is followed by. It sounds completely like a Nakaranta word. But it is not Nakaranta, it is Karanta. Evam Asti Satya Akshini. All four words have the same. Padantasyati Anam Adi Dadhana. So this one Parimhasha which says Padangadhikare Tasyacha Padantasyacha. Padadhikare Angadhikare. Idam Sutram Angadhikare which says Padadhikare Angadhikare cha Yat Karyam Vihitam Tasyapi Bhavati, Tadantasyapi Bhavati. So even in a samasa, you would get the karya, Adidadhna Brahmanena. Dadhi Adikrantaha. This is a Purusha Samasaha. Adishabdase Upasajjanatva Vatpati, Upasajjanatvepi Anayadesha Bhavati. Adidadhna.
Okay, there's a question. Apart from the pronunciation, is there any grammatical significance for specifying that anam is udatta? No, that is the major part. I mean, in those days, I mean, when Panini wrote his grammar, because it was meant both for the Vedas and Laukika Samskrita, the swara is very important. He lays a lot of emphasis on swara, which is for uchcharana. There are some cases where a karya might be told if it is udatta. Say, varnad anudatta topadhato naha. It says if it, the varnavachaka shabda which is anudatta, then you get something. If it is udatta, then you get something. There are a few karyas which are based on what swara it has. But mostly it is meant only for pronunciation. In this case, it is for the swara itself and not the, any prakriya difference you generally cannot show for the udatta. Any other questions? Okay. Yes. So that is about ikarantaha napumsakalingaha. Okay. One more question. What is the paribhasha? Padangadhikare, tasyaca tadantasyaca. Padangadhikare, pada anga adhikare, tasyaca tadantasyaca. Tasya nama yasya vihitam, tasyapi karyam bhavati, tadantasyapi bhavati. So just like we saw jaraya jarasanyatarasya, it would apply both for jara itself and also for nirjara, ajara, everything. So in the entire angadhikara and padadhikara, the paribhasha applies. I mean, tadantavidhi is exists. Now, ikarantaha napumsakalingaha. So, if you ask it, tasma napumsake pratipadikasya etkanena hasvaha. So, whenever we come to dirgha in napumsakalinga, so it automatically gets converted to a hrasva by hrasva napumsake pratipadikasya. Sudhi shabdaha asti. Shobhana dhihi esya pat. Sudhi tisthate hrasve krate sudhi. Iti bhavati. Sudhi, sudhini, sudhini. Sudhi, sudhini, sudhini. He sudhe, he sudhi. He vare, he vari. Iti vati rupadvayam. Sudhiya, sudhina. When you come to tritiya, from tritiya bhakti, this is a bhashita pumsaka. Okay. Since the word sudhi exists in both pullinga and napumsakalinga, and the pravritti nimitta is the same. Sudhi is having a good intellect. This is the pravritti nimitta in both pullinga and napumsakalinga. Pravritti nimitta ikkim asti. Ataha, dhiyadishu bhashita pumskam pumbad galavasya eti sutrena vikalpena pumbad bhavaha. Pumbad bhavaha nama pullingavad rupam. Pullingavad rupam ityukte sudhi ityasya kim bhavati. Sudhi shabdasya katham rupam. Chesu, vastutaha, dhatoho yam ikaraha yaraneka jaha ityanena yani prapte napu sudhiyoho iti yan nishidhate nishidhatvate achishna dhatu bhuvam vor yam ungo ityanena yan adesha tena sudhiya iti rupam napu sakalam lingetu sudhina iti bhavati sudhiya sudhina evameva sudhiyam sudhinam shashti bahuvachane sudhi am itasthata for in the pullinga form you have iyam, in the napumsakalinga form you have nut followed by dirgha. So sudhiyam sudhinam. So in all cases tritiyataha arabhya ajadishu vibhaktishu parataha pullinge iyang adeshaha napumsakalinge numagamaha athava nabhavaha nudagamaha ityadi. Similarly you also have a word called prathi. Prathi, prarashtadhihi yasya tat, iti prathi. Punah asyabhi hasvonapumsake pratipadikasya etkinena hasve krate, prathi, prathini, prathini, Pradhya, Pradhina. So the difference between Sudhi and Prathi is Sudhi does not have yand because Nabhu Sudhi Yohu is Nishedha Vidyate. Prathi Shabdasya Tu Erane Kacho Sanyoga Purvasya Yatkenena Yand Bhavati. Tena Pumbad Bhave Pradhya Iti Rupam. Napumsakalinge Tu Pradhina. Numagamo Nabhavo Bhavati Pradhina Iti Rupam. So in Ikarantas, what if you go back to Pullinga, there is a lot of stuff. For Napumsakalinga, it is just this. It will be either yan or yan based on the word itself. Ukaranta. Ha. Yes. Yes. It depends on the samasa. Bahuvrihi samasa is always bhashika pushka because it can be in all three lingas. So, all these are examples of Bahuvrihi Samasa. Bahuvrihi Samasa is the most common instance where it will be a bhasha. It has to be a bhashika pushka with pravritti nimitta. If it is a different word, like say when you have pilu, some special word, then only you'll have to wonder. Otherwise, if it is Bahuvrihi Samasa, it is bhashika pushka. So, Ukarantaah Nahumsakalingaah Madhu Madhuni Madhuni. So as you have always seen, Ukaranta is always like Ikaranta. Madhu Shabdaha Vari Shabdavat Ajadishu Vibhaktishu Ikosi Vibhaktau Iti Numagamo Bhavati. Sorry, this is not He Madhi, it is He Madho, He Madhu. Sohu Luki Krite Nalumatangasya Iti Prakte Lakshana Nishedhe He Madhu Iti Rupam Tasya Anityatva Pakshe Rasasya Gunaha Iti Gune Krite He Madho, He Madho, He Madhu. Vari Gat. So all forms are like Vari. There is no difference. Evam Ambvadayaha Ambu Shabdaha Ambu Ambuni Ambuni Ityadi. Sarve Ukarantaha Evam Eva Bhavanti. Sanu Shabdasya Snurva Sanu Ityaste Ukarantaha Napumsakalingaha Mamsa Pratana Sanunam Mamsa Pratsnavo Vachyaha Iti Vartikam Paddanno Masata Sutra Mamsa Shabdasya Mams Adeshaha Pratana Shabdasya Prut Adeshaha Sanu Shabdasya Snu Iti Adeshaha Snavaha Iti Vartike Asti Shambhavaha Iti Vartasnavaha Mamsa Prut Snu. So Shasadishu Shasaha Arabhya Snu Iti Adesho Bhavati Sanu Ityasya Sthana. Tena Snuni, Sanuni. The Adesha also is Ukaranta. So there is no difference in Prakriya. But there are two forms. Snuni, Sanuni. Snuna, Sanuna. Charina, Sarvatva. Snubhyam, Sanubhyam. Rupadvayam Bhavati. Sanishabdasya, Snu Adesha. Kroshtu Shabdaha. We have already seen in both Pullinga and Strilinga. Now Kroshtu itself cannot be Napumsakalinga. It means a jackal which exists in both Pullinga and Strilinga. Samasa Kriyate. Priyaha Kroshta Yasya Tati. So Priya Kroshtu iti Ukarantam Pratiparikam. Asya Trijrat Bhavaha Bhavati Bhavati Prashnaha. Kroshtu ityasya Visheshaha Bhavati Trijrat Kroshtuhu. Sarvanama Sthane Pare Nityam Trijrat Bhavaha. Vibhasha tatiyadishu achi ityanena, tatiyadishu achi vikalpena trijvadbhavaha. Striyam nityam trijvadbhavaha. So that was the thing with kroshtu shabda. Trijvad kroshtuhu striyam cha vibhasha tatiyadishu achi. It is sutra trayam. So what will happen here? Priyakroshtu priyakroshtuni. Suprataya upratyaye nasti. This is neither sarvanamasthana nor tatiyadi achi. So there is no question of Trijvadbhava. Priyakroshtu priyakroshtuni. Shasi sarvanamasthanatvat Trijvadkroshtuhu iti prapte. Shaspratyaya. My shas can be just also. It's not only shas, it is just and shas. In both cases, yashasohu shishi iti shi, it just means shi adeshe krate. Tasya shi sarvanamasthanam इति सर्वनामस्थान संज्ञायां सत्यं सृज्वत् क्रोष्टुः इति सृज्वद्भावे प्राप्ते सृज्वद्भावात् पूर्वविप्रतिषेधेन नुम् वृद्ध्यौत्वतृज्वद्भावगुणेभ्यो नुम् पूर्वविप्रतिषेधेन वार्तिक विच् वि सो जस्ट् यस्टर्डे सो हि हेस् वृद्धि औत्व तृज्वद्भाव तृज्वद्भावात् पूर्वविप्रतिषेधेन नुमागमो भवति नुमागम ओवर् रूल्स् तृज्वद्भाव सो देट् फोर् देर् इस् नो तृज्वद्भाव प्रियक्रोष्टूनि यथा मधुमधुनि मधूनि तथा प्रियक्रोष्टु प्रियक्रोष्टुनि प्रियक्रोष्टूनि तादौ कुम्वत्पक्षे इन् फ्रम् ता एस् ऐ सेड् आल् बहुव्रीहिसमास इस् भाषितपुंस्क वित् प्रवृत्तिनिमित्तैः सो तृतीयादिषु भाषितपुंस्कं कुम्वद्गालवस्य इत्यनेन कुम्वद्भावः भवति कुम्वद्भावः यदा भवति कुम्वद्भावपक्षे भाषा तृतीयादिषु अचि इत्यनेन विकल्पेन तृज्वद्भावः सो कुम्वद्भाव इट् सेल्फ् इस् आप्शनल् इन् कुम्वद्भाव तृज्वद्भाव इस् आप्शनल् सो देर् शुड् बि त्री फार्म्स् वेन् इट् इस् पुल्लिङ्ग् वेन् देर् इस् कुम्वद्भाव there will be two forms with trijvadbhava and with no trijvadbhava and there is one form with no kumbadbhava at all so now kumbad pakshe kim bhavati priyakroshtra priyakroshtuna iti rupadvayam trijvadbhave krute priyakroshtra iti bhavati yani krute priyakroshtra iti when there is kumbadbhava and also trijvadbhava trijvadbhavasya abhave trijvadbhavah vikalpitah so tasya abhave आङ्गनास्त्रियामिति नाभावे प्रियक्रोष्टुना प्रियक्रोष्ट्रे प्रियक्रोष्टवे चतुर्थ्येकवचने प्रियक्रोष्टृ ए इत्यस्ति यणादेशे प्रियक्रोष्ट्रे त्रिज्वद्भावस्य अभावे घेर्णिति इति गुणे प्रियक्रोष्टो ए अवादेशे कृते प्रियक्रोष्टवे सो दिस् आर् आल् देर् आर् टु फार्म्स् वेन् देर् इस् कुम्भद्भाव अन्यत्र नाम नपुंसकलिङ्गस्य यद्रूपं तत्र सो देर् इस् वेन् देर् इस् नो कुम्भद्भाव तृज्वद्भावात् पूर्वविप्रतिषेधेन नुमेव सो इन् नपुंसकलिङ्ग ओवर् रूलिङ्ग् तृज्वद्भाव यु हेव् नुमागम एव्रिवेर् बिकास् आफ़् वृद्ध्यौत्व तृज्वद्भावगुणेभ्यो नुम् पूर्वविप्रतिषेधेन प्रियक्रोष्टुना प्रियक्रोष्टुने इत्यादीनि रूपाणि त्री फार्म्स् इन् starting from tritiya vibhakti in when the pratyaya is ajadi which is ta ngasi ta nge ngasi ngas ni os am so there will be two forms in pullinga and one form in napumsakalinga I mean one form similar to napumsakalinga two forms similar to pullinga okay any questions sorry okay no problem it is a samasa bahuvrihi samasa priyaha kroshta yasya tat we need a samasa because kroshta shabda by itself does not exist in napumsakalinga it exists only in pullinga and strilinga to show the forms of kroshta shabda in napumsakalinga we have done a samasa so priyaha kroshta yasya tat iti bahuvrihi samase we now have a napumsakalinga word priyakroshtu so how are the forms is a question what is the Kroshtri yasya tat could also be done, but this is... But if we do that... No, that Kumbadbhava is different. That is entirely different. That Kumbadbhava for the Purva Pada is something which is a part of Samasas. Okay, we are not touching with that here. That Kumbadbhava, part of a samasa, where if there is a samasa, the Purva Pada gets Kumbadbhava, is different. That is again, Sriyam Bhashita Pumskadhanung, iti Bhinnam Sutram. This Kumbadbhava is for Napumsakalinga words. That Kumbadbhava is for Strilinga words. Strilinga words becoming like Pullinga. is an entirely different thing which is seen only in samasas. This what we are dealing with is for napumsakalinga words which also exist in pullinga. I mean, putting it very simply, that is all what is there is, if there is a napumsakalinga word which also exists in pullinga, starting from Tritiya Vibhakti, it will have forms like both. It will have one form like pullinga and one form like napumsakalinga in ajadi pratyaya. That is all. So this pumvadbhava is different. This is for only for napumsakalinga words, and it is in the form. This is not samasa. If we are not concerned whether it is samasa or not, doesn't matter. It happens to be samasa because we need a napumsakalinga word, that's all. So whether it is samasa or not, if it is napumsakalinga and also exists in pullinga, then we will have two forms, one of the pullinga type and the other of the napumsakalinga type. In this case, the pullinga type itself has two forms because of Prijvat Bhava Vikalpa. So we end up with three forms, two forms of the pullinga type and one form of the napumsakalinga type. The napumsakalinga type is like madhu shabda, like any ordinary napumsakalinga word. The pullinga type, if we go back to pullinga kroshtra shabda, you will see there is Prijvat Bhava and there is no Prijvat Bhava, there will be two forms. That's all. Yeah, yeah. So that is not concerned at all here. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. So this ends the Ukaranta. Next, actually, we don't have much at all. There is very little. To be seen, but yeah, we'll see that in the next class. We'll be finishing Ajanta Napumsakalingas in the next class. We'll start with Halantas, probably. Inachara Samam Nayamadhivanna Maheshwara Krishnam Vyakaranam Tukkan Tasmai Paninaye Namaha Vaktikaram Varavichum Bhashyakaram Patanjalim Paninim Sutrakaram Chakranatosvim Litrayam मित्रेण नमस्कृत्य ददुक्ति परिभाग्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीहं विरच्यते.